Before we begin today's podcast, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Covaris. Covaris is reinventing what you expect from a medical professional liability provider. By leveraging claims data and analytics, Covaris is helping doctors and administrators reduce distractions and focus on improving outcomes. Learn more at covaris.com/focus.
This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Vicki Lewis. Vicki is the CEO of Coffey Regional Medical Center. We'll get a chance to talk to Vicki today about points of pride, priorities, advice for leaders, and more. Vicki, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Scott. I am Vicki Lewis. I'm the president and CEO of Coffey Regional, as Scott has said. I'm a registered nurse by background. I actually am a transplant to Georgia. I'm originally from Ohio. My undergraduate degree is from Ohio University in Athens, Ohio, and I have a bachelor's degree in nursing, and then I have a master's degree from the Ohio State University. And I've been in healthcare for a number of years, worked in big systems, including Ohio Health in Ohio and the Aurora system in Wisconsin. Our daughter then married a lifelong Georgia boy, and so we found our way to Georgia as a part of our family relocating here. So very happy to be in South Georgia with Coffey Regional. It is a freestanding sole community provider hospital in a community of just under 50,000. So very happy to be here.
Magnificent, and what a magnificent career. Take a moment and talk to us about the career journey of nurses to leadership. It's an increasing amount of great nurses that become great leaders. Talk about that career journey for a moment, if you don't mind.
Sure. I've never regretted being a registered nurse. It is something that I think has served me well. I try to keep patients at the center of every decision that I make, certainly keep our wonderful caregivers and frontline care providers at the center of what I do as well. But I think nursing and medicine both really focus hospital leaders on the things that matter. And I think, you know, every day we try to do the best we can with the resources we have. I think, when I was in nursing school, I remember my professor saying, you know, a good nurse is always prepared. And I think the nursing process and the preparedness that nurses have throughout their training is extremely helpful in healthcare. You know, typically I started out in critical care, worked at a large hospital in Columbus, Ohio, and had some great mentors, some really great nursing leaders who helped me, mentored me, promoted me, gave me suggestions for positions, certainly encouraged me to go to graduate school, and I think just really helped me develop my leadership style. And then worked under a fantastic hospital president in another sole community provider hospital just north of Columbus, Ohio for many, many years. And he gave me lots of opportunities. I was certainly the CNO there for many years, but I also got involved in strategy and business development. And a part of that included being part of the triad that took our hospital into the Ohio Health System. What a wonderful experience that was, certainly going through due diligence and all of the processes necessary to make sure that our hospital was, you know, was going to meet muster, certainly, to go into the great system that Ohio Health is, but also to make sure that it was the right decision. So that was a multi-year process. Got involved, like I said, in a lot of strategy and planning, physician recruitment. And that has served me well. I think that was great preparation to be a CEO. But I think most of all, I would say, is just working with people who were great mentors, who had wonderful leadership habits. And I was just able to kind of learn and watch and see what they did. And that really helped me significantly.
And take a moment, Vicki, on Coffey Regional and three points of pride in Coffey Regional, three things that you're particularly proud of.
Absolutely. This is a wonderful place with regard to caregivers. It is a small enough community that many of our caregivers know each other, but I would say a point of pride is our retention percentage and the team that we have. We just have a fantastic team of nursing and therapy and cardiology techs, just the whole team who has worked so well together. They are true healthcare heroes, obviously, through COVID. We've been hit pretty hard by COVID, but our team is the thing I'm the most proud of. Second to that, I would say growth. We are very, very fortunate to be in a community that's growing a little bit, so we've been able to execute on some service line growth initiatives. That has worked out very well for us, especially in cardiology and oncology. We have a bring it home strategy too, and we are trying to bring home those individuals who go off to medical school and fellowships and come back to our community, and we've been able to do that in fairly significant numbers. I think there's something in the water here. Lots of folks go to med school, and we've been very fortunate to be able to recruit them back. And then we also have a non-asset sharing relationship with Emory. As you know, Emory is the outstanding hospital in Georgia, and we are very small and a part of South Georgia, but our friends at Emory have worked very closely with us, and we are very, very proud of our affiliation with Emory University.
Well, fantastic. And this concept of sort of, relatively rural hospitals or semi-urban hospitals, bringing doctors back, bringing providers back, that's so important to the sustainability of these great local, rural, semi-urban hospitals, isn't it?
Absolutely. We are only as strong as our medical staff, and we try to identify students when they are in undergraduate programs, thinking about medical school, develop a relationship with them, work with their families, frankly. We were able to recruit a hip and knee, a fellowship-trained hip and knee physician from Emory, went to Georgia and then University of Florida to med school, and then off to Emory for one of two arthroplasty fellowships. He could have gone anywhere in the United States, but we were able to get him back here, and he has just been a complete asset to our medical staff. And then likewise, we recently recruited an OBGYN physician who grew up in our community and went to medical school here in Georgia. He stayed in Georgia the whole time, and we were able to get him back as well. But a lot of that was just, working with their friends in the community, working with family members, making sure that, they were going to be comfortable coming back here. We want them to be sticky when they come back, so we don't want there to be turnover, and that's sometimes challenging too.
Right, and you have to convince them, you have to convince their families, their spouses, and so forth. It's all connected, too. If you end up with, it's all a real family and effort and a whole thing to keep on recruiting and keep on selling the community and make people feel comfortable that this will be a great long-term home for their professional career. And they got to feel like Coffee Regional is a magnificent place to practice their craft at the top of their game, too, don't they?
They do. We have to do our part. Like I said, we're only as strong as our medical staff, but we have to make sure that, their quality of work life, their families are supported. All of that is something that we work really hard on. And that's not easy, as you point out, in a small community. We are fortunately fairly close to the coast, and we are fairly close to some metropolitan areas. So, individuals who do want the big city kinds of, parts of their lives can travel for that, certainly, but we try to make their home life, as the best we can. Sometimes that includes things like finding a home, finding the right school for their kids, those kinds of things. We recruited a physician last year who had a child with special needs, and that, created a challenge in and of itself. And, we were able to work through that, certainly, develop a fantastic relationship with our county school system and work, really in partnership with them. We're fortunate to be part of the Georgia University system. South Georgia State College is in our city. So we work very, very closely with both of those groups when we're recruiting physicians. And again, it is, as you point out, the spouses are a very important part of the decision. So we're not above having a low country shrimp boil and inviting most of the city to that when we're trying to turn on the jets to make sure we can get somebody to decide this is a great place to practice.
It's magnificent. It really is. And it's one of the secrets to great rural hospitals surviving and thriving is really paying attention to the recruiting. That seems to be the biggest challenge, aside from the economics of some communities, is the ability to create a great and keep a great medical staff. So fantastic work. Vicki, you've had this great leadership career. I always love when I'm on the phone with a person who grew up on the podcast, et cetera, with someone who started their career as a nurse and became CEO, became a complete leader of a system. To me, it's a wonderful, wonderful journey and transition and growth, and everything is great about it. Talk to me for a moment about advice that you would give to emerging leaders. What three pieces of advice would you give to emerging leaders?
That's a really great question. I think, first of all, play to your strengths and understand what your weaknesses are. Certainly, I think not be afraid to ask questions, not be afraid to go to those who, you know, may have a degree of expertise in an area that you don't. Like I said before, I was very, very fortunate to have two important mentors in my career. One was a master's in healthcare administration, my longtime boss in Ohio, who gave me a lot of opportunities. He used to joke, you know, I'm giving you just enough rope to hang yourself, just don't do it. But he gave me a lot of independence. I think he helped me play to a strength that I had of just kind of pulling up from within and making sure that I gathered a lot of information to make the right decision. So again, I think play to your strengths, but don't be afraid to ask questions. The other thing that I think is really good advice is just be responsible. You know, learn the lifelong skill of being responsible. If you are responsible in your personal life, I think it's going to make you responsible in the workplace. And by that, I mean do what you say you're going to do, follow through, make good on your promises. I think responsibility is just a huge part of a successful leader. And I've kind of touched on this, but I also think find a mentor. The second mentor that I had in addition to my longtime boss was actually a physician. There was a general surgeon that worked at the community after I left the large 1,000-bed hospital. There was a general surgeon who kind of took me under his wing. He was very, very smart, had trained at the University of Michigan, actually, but was working in Central Ohio, and gave me a lot of good advice about how to work with a medical staff, what was important to physicians, helped me gain a good understanding, again, of how quality of work life is important to physicians, not just cranking out the number of surgical procedures that, you know, that are going to make a good living for you. So he really, I think, was very instrumental in me looking at all aspects of everybody's lives and how that creates a good team and how the energy that really can be there that you can mine and encourage in people because they're happy in their home life and happy in their work life is just going to make a more successful hospital and a more successful team. So I'm forever grateful to him. He's passed now, but he gave me all kinds of opportunities in the community in leadership positions. He recommended me for several things that ended up being very important in my life. So I think mentors are always invaluable.
So let me ask you to do this. In 15 seconds, list those three pieces of advice for leaders, for any of our listeners that are taking notes.
Okay. The first one, I think, is to play to your strengths. And the second one is to be responsible. And the third one is find a mentor.
Fantastic. Vicki, a great pleasure visiting with you today. What a magnificent career. I won't go further and ask you how an Ohio person takes advice from a University of Michigan graduate. We'll let that go for today.
I was waiting for you to do that, Scott.
But I mean, was that difficult? Were you able to do that?
I think it's a sign of respect. I mean, I think he actually was an Ohio State fan, but he just was a really great physician and ended up at a great program at U of M. But we had a respect for each other that was pretty deep and strong. So,
and regardless of being a Buckeye and a Wolverine, great mentorship was born. So magnificent.
Absolutely.
Vicki, thank you for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today. I will give regards to Dr. Paul Summerside, one of my favorites. I know you worked with at Green Bay for a period of time. It's just a great pleasure visiting with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it. Thanks for asking me.